Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, these two franchises are connected by two of the best coaches in NBA history. Don Nelson, of course, the all-time winningest coach in the NBA. But before Don was able to pass Red Auerbach, there was another guy who passed Red Auerbach.
Well, it's time to say it. Ladies and gentlemen, the winningest coach in NBA history resides in Atlanta. And he is Brooklyn-born, Atlanta-bound, Lenny Wilkins. And Dick Helm, the assistant, presenting a cigar to Lenny Wilkins. That way. Light it up, Lenny. You are the winningest coach in the NBA.
I lit this cigar up as a testament to Red Auerbach, who I think was one of the finest coaches in the NBA. The nicest thing about all this is that I have received cards, letters, telegrams from people all over the world. It is a big deal, and I certainly am happy that I'm a part of this. Thank you very much.
The great Lenny Wilkins, who, of course, unfortunately no longer with us. That was Tim Brando on the call, and lining up that cigar, old John Kramer lit the cigar, our engineer here in Atlanta. And so the bar was set for Don Nelson, and Don Nelson would break the all-time record in Minnesota with a win with a team that celebrated lustily that night, but also a team that was not Nelly's best team, but it's a team that got him the all-time win record. Tonight here in Atlanta, the Warriors played well in the first half. They trailed by two at the break, but they came out of the locker room and just were rattled by the Hawks' defensive pressure. Three turnovers in the first minute 20. And it was really unraveling. One of their worst third quarters of the year. Outscored 39-20 with seven turnovers, resulting in 15 points for Atlanta. And the second half just became, you know, really back and forth, kind of a stat time. The Warriors, with the lineup that they were able to put out tonight, without Steph Curry, without Seth Curry, without Jimmy Butler, Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis, Gary Payton, Moses Moody, you know, they have to play almost letter perfect. They have to play almost a perfect game to give themselves a chance to win. And when they're turning the ball over the way they have the last two nights, it's not going to leave much of an option for them. 47 turnovers in the last two nights for Golden State. That's not going to win. Even if the Warriors were completely healthy and turned the ball over 47 times in two nights, that's not a recipe for winning. And it doesn't give them a lot of leeway if they're not making down shots at an incredible rate. They did get some decent performances. Nate Williams, who got a lot of his points after the game was settled, but played hard right to the very end. New career high for him. Give him credit. 19 points in 29 minutes. De'Anthony Melton had 20. That's his 10th 20-point game of the season. Pat Spencer off the bench with 18. He scored double figures in three of the last four games, and they scored in double figures 18 times, and the Warriors had 62 off the bench tonight, and that's the 14th time they've done that. Dyson Daniels, career high tying, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists for the Hawks, 23 for C.J. McCollum, who was really, I thought, magnificent tonight. He kept the Hawks under control offensively. He hit a lot of tough shots and just did a lot of good things for Atlanta tonight to get them the win, and I think he's a perfect guard for this group of young wings right now, because he's a guy that knows what it takes to win in the NBA. He's been on some very good Portland teams. Remember, he was on the Trailblazers when they fought the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. So he's been through that. He understands the sacrifices that it takes to win. And I think he's going to be a real nice player for the Hawks to have around as this group grows into its NBA skin. 17 for Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and 16 for Muhammad Gay, who tied a career high, making four threes. He had 10 rebounds to boot. He played very well tonight. I thought he was really good. Reese Hoshea, 17 points, but was a minus 21 for Atlanta. So the Warriors will try to get that second win on the road trip. They'll try to do that in 2 nights' time on Monday night in Dallas. We'll